Okay, so Parshas Balak, he starts off here. The staple might be odd, I apologize, but we are on page Shin Chaf Dalet. Shin Chaf Dalet. So the pasuk he uses is from Bamidbar Chaf Dalet Pasuk Bet. And he says, the pasuk there, right when Parshas Balak, is about Bilam cursing us. And the pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam Esenav, and Bilam raised his eyes, Vayira Israel, he saw the Jewish people, Shochen L'Shvatav, he saw the Jewish people sitting amongst their tribes. Right, we were sitting with our Shvatim, you know, Levi with Levi, Reuben with Reuben, Fielav Ruach Elokim. And the spirit of Hashem was on him. Right, something good. And so, some people here are familiar with this Rashi. The Rashi says, Uperish Rashi Shochan L'Shvatav. What does it mean that he sat with their, that they sat with their tribes? Ra'a kol shevet v'shevet shochan la'atzva v'inu ma'orvin. The tribes were mixing, each shevet was by itself. This is the famous Rashi that the tents, right? One, the tent, the opening of one tent faced the closing of another tent. No tent looked into another tent. Why? Rabbeinu Bachai says, Rabbeinu Bachai says it was about the flags being in order. The flags were mesudar. And also, right, so that they didn't see into each other's tents, so there was no hezek re'ia. Hezek re'ia is a halachic concept, basically meaning of invasion of privacy, that you see into someone else's space, and that's not so appropriate. And that is when Bilam saw this, he responded with the famous lines, Matovu Halacha Yaakov. How wonderful are the tents of Yaakov, meaning the Jewish people. And now we have a beautiful song that we have to say every morning. So he continues here. Benoeg sheba olam bein shchenim yachol liot hezekim shonim ach asher nidonim b'shulchan aruch b'choshen mishpat b'neim hezek ria hezek ra'ash ve'od. And that's really the jumping off from the rest of the shir, where the author, Ari Wasserman, says that there are different types of hezek, different types of damages that one could damage the other. And one of them is hezek re'iyah, which is an invasion of privacy by seeing into the other person's tent. And the other one is hezek ra'ash, which is making noise, right? A nuisance. I'm sure there's some legal term for this, right? Where you like make too much noise and the neighbors call the cops. Disturbing the peace. Okay, so, and that's really what he wants to focus on today. The sugya of hezek re'iyah, I think, is perhaps a more well-known sugya. He wants to talk about what he called hezek rash. But sugya zo, shall hezek rash yesli don become. We have to ask a bunch of questions when it comes to making noise complaints. Ha'im shachen yachol la'akev rash cheno, k'mos hezek re'iyah. We know there is such a thing as hezek re'iyah. If you can see into someone else's house, right, you can force someone to put up a fence and the like. Is that true with noise also? Basically, the main question of tonight is, can you ask someone else to stop making noise? Can one neighbor force his other neighbor to be quiet, to make less noise? Ha'im yesh chiluk bein dvarim ha'gormim ra'ash asher oseh osam betoch beiso, lebein dvarim asher na'asim b'chutzl beiso? Does it make a difference if the neighbor is making the noise in their backyard or inside their house? Right, if you hear it, is that a difference if it's coming from inside the house or from outside? What if the other person makes this noise on a regular basis? And it never bothered you before. They make the same noise. They have a party every Thursday night. But you don't care. You work the night shift on Thursday nights. You're never home. But this week, your parents are staying with you. Your in-laws are staying with you. You know it's going to bother them. Or now you had a baby and it's going to bother the baby. Right? You haven't made it. It never bothered you for the last 10 years, the last 2 years. Are you allowed all of a sudden to change your demands of your neighbor? Umahem hagdarim asher mekocham yacholim limchos al shachen oseh rash. Right, what are the boundaries? What are the rules about making complaint? Matai omrim al anizuk laharchik et atzmo. So there's a lot of different questions that we have to ask here. And so, with the time we have, we'll try to make our way through some of these questions. So he starts off here on Shin Chet Dalet, the bottom of the page, in the larger print now. So right, Chanut shebechatzer yachom limcho biyado, achlo mikol hapati shemikol areichayim. So he gives an introduction here. He starts off with a Mishnah. The Mishnah is where this whole conversation starts. The Mishnah is in Baba Basra, Daf Kaf Amud Bet, and the Mishnah goes like this. Shanino, we learned in the Mishnah, quote, Chanut shebechatzer, a resident wants to open up a store in a courtyard. Yachol imchot b'yado v'lomer lo, the neighbors are allowed to say to this person, Eini yachol lishon mikol nichnasim mikol yotzim. I don't want you to open up the store because there's going to be a lot of foot traffic in and out of your store, and it's going to bother me, and I don't want this to happen. No, you're not allowed to open the store. The Mishnah says that is legitimate. Aval osa kelim, however... Yeah.
He's allowed to say that.
He is allowed to say that. You're allowed to object to your neighbor opening up a store because the foot traffic will bother you. However, that is what you can do. What can you not do?
This is a common courtyard. This is not in the street somewhere. This is one where old people share.
One second. So we will see a little bit of different interpretations. But let's assume, yeah, this is a residential area. Yeah.
So he's allowed to say it, and they're going to listen to him and not let him open the store?
They have to listen. Yeah, they're not. They can't open it. Yacholim chobiyado velomarlo. Avo osa kelim. If inside my house I manufacture utensils, I manufacture widgets inside my house. Yotze umocher betoch hashuk. But then I manufacture them in my house. But then I take them and I sell them in the marketplace. Right? I sell them. I manufacture them in my house. But then I go to Tuesday mornings and sell and I sell them there. Eino yachol limchot biyado velomer lo ein yachol lishon lo mikol apatish lo mikol areichaim velo mikol atinokos. The neighbor, may not object to that. Even if I'm smashing a hammer, even if I have a mill that's grinding, whatever you do to grind wheat, or even if I have a yeshiva in my house, you're not allowed to object to any of those things. So it's interesting. The guy has a, I don't know what those things are called, like a big fire with an iron, to like make iron. What's that stuff called? He's smashing away metal on metal. You can't object. But the guy's walking into his house to sell, people are walking into the house to buy shmatas. Like every store here where women go to buy shetels, women go to buy clothes, in people's homes, you can object to that. I don't like the door banging. That's bothering me. I don't like the car parking, the cars parking. The click, that's annoying to me. The smashing of the iron, you can't complain about that.
That fits the Svara of Hezekiah, because when there's people walking by, they can see into your house. But if it's not anything that bothers you.
Interesting. Okay. So you're saying it's about privacy that people are seeing. Okay, I didn't see anyone.
Right. Let's say you had a store for blind people.
Right.
So,
interesting. I didn't see. It's an interesting.
The deaf people, like, there's no noise at all.
Right.
You'd still be able to.
Okay. It's an interesting svara. I didn't see anyone make that literal of a connection, but it's interesting.
So if you want to open a shtetl in the
middle of a residential. Oh. Let's say you want to have a Friday night. Let's say you want to have a Friday night Karl Bachmanin in your house.
That never happened.
Right. If you want to have a Friday night Karl Bachmanin in your house, people could object, not from the singing,
but for the coming and going.
So hina mevur bepashtus the Mishnah. It sounds from the simple reading of the Mishnah, shibereisha yachalimchos v'seifa eino yachalimchos. The first clause of the Mishnah, that's what you're allowed to object to. The last, the latter clauses, you're not allowed to object to.
It has to be a chatzir, not like a street. Meaning, because chatzir is like communal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're talking about where you enter the house. Right, listen, if you live on Sterling, you can't if you buy Tuesday morning and live there, you can't object that people are going to Winn-Dixie, right? That's a plaza. It's talking about like a residential, a chatzer. Okay, so now we're going to see a bunch of different opinions. We'll look at the main of the Rashbam and the Rashba. We'll see a bunch of other small svaras, and then we'll see how this ends up becoming a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. So the bottom of the first page. Shita to Rambam. What does the Rambam say? What we're trying to do here, what all the Rishonim and commentators are trying to figure out, is what is the difference between this first category, right, and the second, and the second category. It's one again. This Yitzis Svara aside, it seems like we're less bothered by the more noise, and we're more bothered by the less noise, right? At least I assume people walking make less noise. Maybe I'm wrong. But Rambam Hilcha Shechinim, he quotes here the Rambam. So read the Rambam carefully. Perek Vav, Halacha Yod Bet, Pasak Vezal. Listen to what the Rambam writes. Chanut Shebachatzer, so a store in a residential area on a street, Yecholim Hashchinim Limchot Biyado, the neighbors can complain and object. Velomor lo ein ani yecholishon, I can't sleep. Mikol nichnasim veyotzim, from all the people coming in and out of your store all night. Ella ha'osim malachto b'chanuso mocha b'shuk, if you make your utensils, your widgets at home, and you sell them at the store, that's not a problem. Aval inyan yacholim lim aval inam yacholim lim chot b'yado. They cannot object to that. Velomar lo eni yachol lishon. They can't say I can't sleep. Mikol patish from the sound of the hammer banging, or from mikol reichaim, or from the sound of the mill. Sherei hichzik lahasot ken, because he has a chazaka. He's done this for a while. He's had this going on. V'chen yesh lo limud tiznoko shel Yisrael Torah. He can be allowed to have a yeshiva in your house. Pesach beso ve'en ashut v'niyachol limchob yado, and the neighbors can't complain. V'lomar lo enin yachol lishon mikol tiznoko shel beis rabban. They can't say your kids are learning too loud. They're saying aleph beis too loud. No, you can't complain about that. So the Rambam basically quotes the Mishnah word verbatim. The key words that he adds here are sharei hichzik la'asot ken. Then he had a chazaka. Right, many of us are familiar with the halachic concept of chazaka. I'll ruin the spoiler below, which we'll see later at the top of the next page. In this case, who says this? The Nesivos HaMishpat makes clear, Dila HaRambam in Sarach Gimel Shanim V'Havei Chazaka Miyad. We are not talking about a formal chazaka of 3 years. Right? Normally, there's a whole parak in Shas called Chazaka Sabatim, where we normally assume that you have to go ahead and you have to go and have something for 3 years, right? If there's an empty field and you sit down there and you start coming there every day and you start building a house there, right? If you basically show ownership over this unowned or seemingly unowned field, if no one objects, if no one makes a macha in the first 3 years, then it's basically assumed it's yours. Someone comes in year four and says, actually, no, this is mine. Get off of here. Yeah, say no. Sorry, it's too. The halacha says you're too late. But what's pointing out here is that the Rambam's difference between how he clarifies the Mishnah, is that he agrees with the Mishnah verbatim, except what he says is that it's only if they didn't object. So let's clarify. Rabbi Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, we know is a commentator on the Mishnah, on the Rambam. Shapiro Shemitoch Mashakasav Rambam Shem Hichzik La So Ken. Those are the key words, four words. Nira Lomar Shehu Sover De Davka Behichzik. Avolim Betchila Ba Laakev Alav Yachol Laakev. Rabbi Savar Rambam Afishe Hukshalo Matam Ein Tanosotan Bekol Apatish Vehalo Yoter Moneh Hashena Mikol Hanshnichlasim Yotzin. Isn't the hammer smashing away much more annoying? Much more, doesn't that bother me? Doesn't that take away from my sleep a lot more than a door swinging? Get a door stopper. Get one of those slow opening, nice little gentle things, right? That can be mitigated. A hammer smashing cannot be. Right? That's what the Magid Mishnah says. But oh, lama amru chanut shebachatzer. Here's your point, Avichai. Why does it talk specifically about a store in a chatzer? Shenira shekvar hi bachatzer. You're obviously already in the chatzer. Yomru, mishibikesh la'asot chanuni, right? If someone wanted to open a grocery store, oh, lo yaseh adam chanut shebechatzer, hashutfin, right? They should say you shouldn't make it in the communal chatzer. Ela kavanas ha-mishna shehichzik la'asot ken, mimalachto ubebechina oto, vehodianu shafilu hichzik ein chazakto chazaka, etzel ha-nichnasem v'yotim shehen acherim. Aval chazakato chazaka bimalachet atzmo, aval im lo hichzik yacholim la'akev,
So the Magid Mishnah here has a very technical point. The Magid Mishnah's point here is that in the world of chazaka, in the world of a chazaka, I have a craft shop in my house and I'm smashing away right all night. What the Rambam is saying, the Magid Mishnah is explaining the Rambam to understand, is that you could object to that also. You're allowed to object to even the hammer smashing or the mill grinding. We'll see, there seems to be an exception about Talmud Torah, that you're not allowed to object to yeshiva because the yeshiva is yeshiva and Torah is great, and so we don't object to that. But let's talk about the hammer smashing. You are allowed to object to that. You're just not allowed to object to it, according to the Rambam, if I already had a chazaka. I've already been doing this. Not according to the Nesivos HaMishpat, it doesn't matter if I did it for 2 years or 1 year or 3 years, but I've been doing this. You can't just decide my in-laws moved into my house. I've been doing this for the last 5 years. This is my workshop. You can't tell me now, no, it can't be your workshop anymore. Too bad. You wanted to object, you have to object on day one. Day three.
If you established a house, and a store that has chazaka there, you can object anytime, according to this?
According to this interpretation, you could still object for as long as you want. There's no statute of limitations for objecting for the store of if the thing that's bothering you is this foot traffic. Why? A very, very technical answer, what he said here. I won't read inside again for the sake of time. But what he's saying is that when it comes to the hammer smashing, when it comes to the mill grinding, that's me.
Right.
I have the chazaka. Because I'm the smasher. I'm the grinder. When it comes to people coming,
it's strangers.
Today it's Ditchick, tomorrow it's Jacoby, the next day it's Barrett. Different people come every day.
Right.
I don't have a chazaka. I guess, the fact that it's my store, I didn't do anything. It's not my store that's bothering you. Obviously, my store is the reason people are coming, but it's the guests.
If you have a Talmud Torah thing, people are coming there. And that's okay.
Right, because we're saying Torah is Torah, so we're not letting you object to that. But my store, you could object to, even if you didn't object to it for the last 10 years, because it's new people.
And do you have to ban each person?
What?
Do you have to ban each person?
No, they can't ban them. You're not allowed to object.
You can object on the people walking in.
No, you cannot. You cannot object on the people walking in. Ella kavanasa misha shehichzik la'asod kem alachto... Where are we? He says you're not allowed to object to the people coming and going. You think I'm reading that wrong?
The Mishnah said...
What?
The Mishnah said you can object. How do you object?
Right. Sorry. Yeah, I just confused myself. Right, you may object, and the reason you may object is because... Sorry. What the Rambam's doing is the Rambam... Let me clarify. According to the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam is... What's the right way to say this? The Mishnah said you may object to the foot traffic, you may not object to the smashing. The Rambam is limiting the store owner's ability to be mafriya, to bother you. What the Rambam is saying, according to the Magid Mishnah, is you actually may object to the hammer and mill grinding also, but only if you do it at the beginning.
Yes.
Right. So you may object to the hammering and the grinding, but you can't wait 5 years to do it. You can't wait a year to do it. You got to do it at the beginning.
The foot traffic,
the reason you have to, you could object forever is because there's no way for me to establish a chazakah because it's not me.
So I'm saying when you object...
Mm-hmm.
There's 50 people, let's say, that come in.
No, you have to tell the store owner to close his store. Okay. Yeah, you don't talk to the customers. Yeah. You say to the guy, your store. All right, I said that confusingly and probably backwards the first time. I apologize. You have to tell the store owner, close your store. The foot traffic's bothering me.
I wonder if you have a problem with a specific customer. He comes in with his dog or whatever, messes up the chutzner.
Uh-huh. Well, then I guess, considering you have a right to object to the whole store... I guess you could do the store owner a favor and says, like, I'm either going to make you close the horse door or get rid of Tab. He's got too many kids. They're too loud. Right? Well, that's why you're here, no? that's the options. I mean, I think so. So that's what he says here. Okay, so he summarizes that. We'll skip the rest of this paragraph. So that's the Shita of the Rambam. So just to say it again a little more clearly, the Rambam said if the sound is made by others, you can complain and stop him. And even if you did not complain at the beginning, you could complain forever. If the sound is made by him, you got to complain at the beginning. Otherwise, you lost your chance to complain. What about the Rashba? The Rashba is the other opinion. The Rashba writes here, we're in the left-hand column on Shin Chet Hei. HaRashba... Tama alashana mishnah chanut shebachatzer. The Rashba is very focused on this wording of the store being in the chatzer. Harei hayat sarich lomar lo yaseh adam chanut bachatzer hashutfin. He says the Mishnah should have said, "Don't make your store in a chatzer that is shared in a shared space." Or it could have said, "Echad mibnei chatzer shebikash la'asot chanuni." One of the members of the shared chatzer. Remember, he had all these houses that came into a common courtyard. They didn't really have private backyards, right? They came into the common courtyard. Kalashan abraisa sham echad mibnei chatzer shebikash la'asot rofe uman chaveru mekavlam. Right. So the Rashba was bothered. Why did the Mishnah not use a lashon that made it sound like you were violating public space more? Umishum kach tiretz, and therefore he says. Then he answers, "Dinira lo deha kavanahi chanut shebachatzer klomar shenase bereshut afal piken yecholin hen lamar lo svurin haynu lekabel va'achshav ein anu yecholin lekabel." He says, therefore, even if it's on private property, it's completely private where the noise is coming from. They're allowed to say, "It used to be okay to us, but you know what? Now it bothers me." Now it bothers me. Here's the second part about the yeshiva part. Okay, let's explain that. Mavur b'dan haRashba d'davka b'hichzik, right? So what Rabbi Wasserman explains here is that it's specifically when you already have a chazaka, ha lo hichzik yacholin limchot ach al kol apatisher, right? Only if you have, let's finish the paragraph and I'll say it more. I'll be able to say it more clearly. Ach al kol apatisher rechaim, the sound of the hammer, the mill, lo yacholin limchot afilu im lo hichzik. So, when it comes to the second half of the Mishnah, the mill, or the Talmud Torah, or the, which is really the Talmud Torah, the hammer, or the mill, right? Lo yachlim mimchot afilu im lo hichzik. You may not make a complaint about it, even if there's no chazaka. Even on the first day, you're not allowed to complain about it. Because that's just noise. But, when it comes to the people, which we said you are allowed to complain about, the first half of the Mishnah, right? You are allowed to complain about it. Right? Mavur dasa v'davka v'hichzik. Aval lo hichzik yachoyim limchot. That's ad mavur t'hachiluk l'fiya rashba b'mishnah b'in reisha l'sefa. So the Rashba is explaining the difference between the first clause of the Mishnah where you're allowed to complain and the latter clause of the Mishnah where you're not allowed to complain. Hu be'iz asug hafra'a mairi b'reisha yesh ribuy ha'derech b'sefa rak yesh kol. Again, a technical interpretation. But what the Rashba was explaining is that noise is not a bother. Noise is not something that's quantifiable. It's not something that it's not a halachic concept, is almost what he's saying. It's different than Ri'ah, I think, right? That noise, like, you can't say it's bothering you because it's not, he doesn't use this wording, maybe I'm going too far. But he's saying that you can't complain about noise, but you can complain about foot traffic. Foot traffic, it's not trespassing per se, but it's something. It's there. You see it. It's stepping on. Noise is just.
No. It's not you or not.
What?
Noise is not, like, has it to you. It's just there by itself.
Right. Let's read this last one more paragraph. Let's read one more paragraph. See
it? It could be, but it's not an encroachment on your privacy.
If they're going on your property,
it could bother you.
Right, it could bother you, obviously, but maybe in halacha we don't view it as a
right because it's not on your privacy.
Not privacy. So Yitz is saying it's very connected to the Hezek Ri'ah. That's about privacy. Noise is a bother, but it's not a privacy issue. Yeah, right, let's see this next paragraph. Flip the page. Shinchet vav. Achen kach biar Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif also explains this way. B'shita Rashba. D'mashar kasav amagid b'shem Rashba. D'afilu b'lo hichzig. Ein yacholim limchot b'kol hapatish. You're not allowed. But even if there was no chazaka, right? Even if it's the first day, and all of a sudden the guy moves in and he's smashing away in his shed, right? B'zeh Rashba cholak al Rambam. The Rashba disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam said you could disagree. You could tell him to stop if it's the first day. The Rashba says no, you can't tell him to stop. Why? Alpha pishim efarish l'reisha v'hichzik haynu l'rabusa da'afilu hachi yacholim limchot b'kol anichnasim aval b'seifa da'kol apatish afilu b'lo yichzik ein yacholim chot. Why? Ela shekasav tam acher l'chalak b'ina kol nichnasim b'kol apatish. He has a different way of differentiating between the annoyance of the foot traffic and the annoyance of the hammer smashing. D'kol anich Nasim, the foot traffic, love kol mamash ka'amar. It's not really the noise. El mipnei ribui haderech. It's the use of the space. Klomar ena yachol la'amod v'lishan mipnei regal rabim sharmim alav haderech. The problem is, though, right. I guess you have to say it somehow. Again, this isn't such a lumdish a thing, but you have to say some sort of lumdish that noise is not a thing. But the problem is that, yeah, here in a second, Jordan, the problem is what he's saying is that you're saying I can't sleep because of the foot traffic. You're not saying I have to pay the gardener more, or they're leaving garbage outside, right? Or they're scratching my car when they walk by. You're saying you can't sleep. Why can't you sleep? You can't sleep because of noise.
Not being able to sleep is a thing.
But you also can't sleep because of hammer banging.
Right, but it could just be that you're not.
you have no control of what someone does in the private property. You can control someone does in public property.
Right. That's
in
what
public and walking is public. If you smash your hammer in the middle of the square, it's the same thing as a foot track.
That's right. That's what I want to say at the beginning. That you say, well, why would one bother the other guy wrong? It's a zoning case or a homeowners association.
Right.
And I'm sure at lots of meetings in the homeowners, we live on an open street, but I'm sure this comes down to what can the neighbors and the neighborhood demand of someone within their own house. And that's probably much more limited. Hey, you want to blast the radio? Not much we can do about that. It's within your own house. But you're gonna have a store and people are coming and going through our common area or even nearby. That we can tell you, because that's now starting to infringe physically on us.
Right. Yeah, but
It's a higher threshold to tell somebody what they can't do inside their house with the door closed.
For sure, I get it.
It's a higher threshold.
For sure, I get it. But the complications of the Mishnah uses the word sleep.
But I'm saying, but even if it keeps you from sleeping, if it's in their house, again, it's a higher threshold.
Right.
If it keeps you from sleeping,
yeah,
in their house.
Yeah, I hear you. It doesn't bother me. Yeah, just trying to figure out that. Right. In Hebrew, it's easier to see the difference, not necessarily easier to explain.
Yeah, that's
but
right. The higher threshold, meaning before Chazak, you're allowed to stop the banging, after you're not. Right.
That's the Rambam. The Rashba saying you're never allowed to object to the banging. Right.
It's your house. The door's closed.
Right.
We can't
right.
Know what to do.
Yeah. Right. The way I'm reading this again, maybe I'm reading into the Rashba too much. But the way I'm reading it is, it seems to be this difference between ribui derech, use of the space, and kol and sound, which seems to be less problematic. Or not halachically maybe quantifiable. So that was two ways to differentiate. Let's have a summary here.
The lishon part isn't because of sound necessarily. It's just because there's people.
Right.
You know, not everybody wants to live at Farben's house because there's traffic all the time. People walking in and out. They're making a lot of noise or anything, but not everybody would want that situation, right? It's just the traffic going by. That can keep you up. That's annoying, and that's a thing. And if that was because of the other guy, I don't know his name, his neighbor was inviting all those people, that's a problem for him. But if the guy's blasting his radio, it's hard.
It doesn't say noise, right? That you can't sleep because of noise. It just says that you can't sleep because people are going back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds in the bushes. Who needs it?
Say, but why else would it be noise? It's just
because
like the mental strain. Exactly. Who's walking?
It doesn't say noise.
Right. They say the Mishnah does not use the word noise. The Mishnah says there's an event and you can't sleep. What?
It's coming in.
Right.
It's too much.
Right. Okay. I hear you.
Also, people could steal stuff. It could be that when you want someone in your property, you got to wake up and make sure.
The man next door could not sleep.
Never happened.
During the day. And it was his concern. He didn't mind the traffic. He didn't mind the kids. But the sound of the basketball over and over on the floor. And he said he couldn't learn. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't do anything to function. His attack is moving toward 9 kids.
So he says here, I think it's the next paragraph summarizes. Yasod achilak b'mishnah bein ereshah l'seif. Right, so what's the story we hear between the first half of the Mishnah where we're allowed to object in the second half or not? B'nosef l'mashra b'yarnu Rambam b'rashba presented the Rambam's opinion and the Rashba's opinion. And achilak b'mishnah bein ereshah, the beginning, shehashchenim, where the neighbors yachom l'mchos, at the beginning you're allowed to, the first half of the, right, the foot traffic, you're allowed to dispute. And the second half, right, you're not allowed to dispute. One, summary here, l'fiyah Rambam, according to the Rambam, achilak bein acherim v'osim esakol v'bein amalach to atzmo. According to the Rambam, number one, the foot traffic is not being done by him. So therefore you could object to it, as opposed to the noise, the banging, is done by him. So that was about the chizuk, the chazaka. Bet, the Harashba, hachiluk bein ribui derech lebein akol, right? Between the use of the space and the noise. The yeshod kama biur mevorim bepilsim b'neim. And then we also see a few other ones, and let's look at those now. We'll look at number 3 and number 5, then we'll summarize the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and call in a night. So number 3, the bottom of this next paragraph. Hachiluk ha-shlishi mehechan akol, bereisha hakol mechatzer meshutafa besofa b'kol b'beito, right? So the sma, writes, shekasav atam, shekevan she... Shemaka bepatish, right? The smashing of the hammer, bebeito o bechanuto, einish chenim yechol la'akev, amasha atam osa bebeito. Masha enkem bedini marishonim shenichlas viyotzi vakol mehen, hu bechatzar meshutavet lekulam, mashimhachi yecholim limchobo melason hen lehezek bechatzarim. That's exactly what Jordan was saying, that you can control what people do in their common space, in the more common space. Again, you would say that my backyard is just as much my private property as my house is. right? But
I was thinking about the basketball example. If you do this outside of your house, maybe not.
What?
If you make noise in the backyard versus inside your house, these examples are inside the house.
It's probably a lower threshold than inside the house, but higher than.
Right. So the difference is that here you have to remember in the Talmudic example, there is no backyard. There's only your private house.
Do you have a roof?
What?
Do you have a pesed or something?
No, you have a chatzer, right? And the chatzer here. Is shared, right? It's like imagine if right outside your front door, everyone can come there. It's only not everyone, but imagine this is a good example, the Shul Street, right?
Yeah.
The Shul Street here, right? Imagine if only people come here, but imagine if the Shul Street was owned by all the neighbors.
Right. Well, I understand that, but I'm saying if you make noise outside of your house, you know that you're exempt the way you are inside.
Except
your house.
Well, you always have to in between that.
Right. Right, so you're saying in modern law. So the Sma is saying that is the difference. That the foot traffic is outside your house, and the smashing the hammer is inside your house.
I'm just saying, what would you say
if they're smashing the hammer outside?
Yeah, would you say that you're not permitted?
Yeah, you might, exactly. It might be, in that case, the smashing might become like the foot traffic, according to the Sma. Right?
But in the Rashi, if you had Chazaka, you can't.
Excuse me.
Because it's you and not other people.
Right. So that's right. So the smut. Remember, the Mishnah itself said nothing about chazaka. That was the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right. So the smut here does nothing about that. You're saying about the difference between inside and outside. Okay. Let's skip four. We'll go to five. The bottom of the left hand column of the same page. The Pischei Tshuva suggests number Hevi Chilk Acher. Another differentiation. Another distinction between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half. I'll be much accustomed bet betshuvas Ralbach. The Chol Sheef Charlasot Bashuk. Ki al korcha pati shirichaim yaseh bebeiso einam yacholim limchos afilu bekol gadol umatridosam ki lo matzu lemifsakei chayusa mashein ken machir yachol aso bashuk al ken lo yisulu afilim hafsed katan. He says this distinction is about your livelihood, right? It's interesting. Basically, he's saying here that your house is your factory. Now, why there's no option to have an offsite factory, I'm not sure. He's saying a store is not a place to make stuff. A store is where you sell stuff, right? So if you have a store in your house, I could tell you, go to the shuk, right? Don't make my neighborhood into the shuk. Make a shuk into a shuk. But I can't tell you. But I can't tell you to go make your stuff in the shuk, because the shuk is not where you make stuff. It's where you sell stuff. Right? Now, why there's no third option of a factory or a warehouse, I'm not sure, but that's how he differentiates it here. He says that the reason we can object to you making your house into a shuk is because you have another option of a shuk. But even if you're making a very loud sound in your house, I'm not going to object because it's not appropriate for the shuk either, so you have to do it in your house. Again, that's not so relevant to the modern example because we have the idea of a factory. The sixth opinion here is the Sefer Hon Ashir, Katav Levar Dechiluk Bein HaReisha LaSeifa, the difference between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half, Hu BeReisha, where you are allowed to object, Ika Tarsi L'Reusa Kol Mamash Verui B'Yuderech, Ma She'en Kem BeSeifa BePati Shereichayim She'en Shem Ela Kol Bilvad U'Shum Hachi Lo Matzi Limchot. There's a concept in Halacha that's a little complicated. It's interesting, though. I see we have a few minutes. I'll introduce it if you'd like, or if I'd like. There's interesting in halacha called what do you call it here? Tarti l'reyusa, reyuta, or shnei, right? Or in Hebrew, shtei reyot, two proofs. So here's a good example just to explain it. Let's say there's a kosher mikvah, right? I'm outside of the book here. This is from Viki text. If you have a kosher mikvah, right? L'dugma, mikvah shenimdad be'ever v'nitzah shalom. You check a mikvah, the mikvah's kosher, enough water. V'tovo bo adam tameh, a tameh person goes into the mikvah. U'ke'et nimdan shuv v'nitzah chas. And now they check it after he went in, displacement, he was splashing around too much in there. Now the mikvah no longer has enough water. No, right? Yesh chazaka demi'ikara ala mikvah shu shalom v'imkena adam tahor. We say, no, the person is still tahor, the mikvah worked, because it had a chazaka before that it was good. We checked it. However, if, right, ach keneged yesh shtei ra'ot, but there's two problems. There's two things against that. Number one, chazaka demikara al adam shehu tameh. We know that number one, the person was tameh beforehand. And number two, now the mikveh does not have enough water. So in that case, even though I have on one side of the scale, I have a chazaka that the mikveh was kosher beforehand, I have two negatives against it. The mikveh is now not kosher, and the person was not kosher before he went in. So actually, we say the person is not kosher when he comes out of that mikveh. We assume that maybe we measured wrong or something. Basically, if you have two chazakas against one chazaka, the two win. So in this case, at the reisha of the Mishnah, we have 2 points that allow you to object. One, ribui haderech. We have the whatever you want to say it in English. I can't think of a good term. You have the foot traffic, and you also have the noise. So that's why you are allowed to object. In the second case, you only have the noise, and so therefore you're not allowed to object. That was this opinion. So we have these. So we have a lot of different ways.
It seemed like the Mishnah was talking about what it was saying in the first case, at least, even if there was no noise, you would still be able to be qualified.
All right, Nezer used the word noise. Usually you can't sleep, so it depends how you read that. So you have 6 different ways. We saw 5 different ways on how to differentiate between the first half and second half of the Mishnah. Let's just summarize the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We've seen that with Machlokas. So Shulchan Aruch, Behilchos, we're on a right-hand column, middle of the page, Shinchav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch, Behilchos, Nezikei Shcheinim, right, in the laws of neighbors bothering each other. Pasa kashitas a Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, the first opinion we saw. Echa mi bnei amavui she'ena mefulash. And this is where we get into what type of chatzer it is. And we'll see that that's important here. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like the Rambam. I don't want to spend so much time reading it again inside. But we saw that the Rambam held what? That if the sound is made by others, if the foot traffic, you could complain. If the sound is made by you, you can only complain if you do it at the beginning. But if you let the guy go for X amount of time and you didn't complain, then you lose your chance to complain. What the point here becomes is that it depends on what type of street it is. If it's a fully public thoroughfare, right? If you live on my street, if you live on a regular street that has an exit and an entrance, right? Then you can't really complain that there's too much foot traffic because it's public. Anyone could be there anyways. Right? If you live on a dead end, then the only reason people are coming to the street is to go to your store. So then he actually has that qualifier here, that you have more of a right to complain if it's a dead end. If it's a chatzer she'ena mefulash, which means it doesn't go through, as opposed to a chatzer mefulash, you could say you're bringing more traffic, but I could say it's open to the whole world. Anyone could come here anyways. Okay, I'm trying to think. I'm sure he says more stuff in this paragraph, which I read an hour ago.
I was right to shut down those Culver's lemonade stand.
There you go.
Too much traffic.
There you go.
Two cups. What was the meal with you?
We got chazaka.
And there you go. You have to make the Okay, what else? Giving to the next column, the paragraph Vazeh. Vazeh lashon ha-shulchan aruch mi-bnei ha-mavui o mi-bnei ha-chatzer sh'nasa echa mehem uman v'lo michu b'yado sh'rei huchzak v'ayu ha-am nichnasim v'yotzim liknot yesh lehem ba'al eiz ein anu yachoyim lishon. Right, you say, I can't sleep because of all these people coming and going. V'shehizak zeh hu k'mo he has an interesting comparison here to the Gemara later on. Talks about, what about smoke? That there are certain things
that could be actionable.
What? That bother you, even if they didn't bother you before, you're allowed to say now they bother you. It could start bothering you at any time. And therefore, Od Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Chanut Shebachatzer Yachloim Lashchem Limchot Biyadu Lamarlo Ein Anu Yachol Mishan Mikol. Here we have Mikol Shnichasim Viyotzim. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting, adds in the word we can't sleep from the sound of the going and coming. They cannot complain about the hammer or the mill. Why? Because he already had the chazaka. So again, he's very much like the Rambam. Next page. Hare midivrei Shulchan Aruch nira sheshchinim yachulim la'akev davar mishum ra'ash shegorem hafras shena. Right, so yes, here he's very much about the sound. So basically, according to Shulchan Aruch, you can complain about your neighbor's sound, whether it's foot traffic sound or whether it's hammer or milling sound. The difference is the hammer and milling sound, you have to complain right away. If you don't, you lost your chance. How we define right away doesn't get so technical, but not the first second, but doesn't have to be 3 years. That's the Shulchan Aruch. What is the Ramah? And on the Tur and the Ramah, agree with the Rashba. Betur, Pasach. Aval hu osem alachto babesov ein bnei achatzir yecholim la'akev alav lomer ein an yecholim lishan mikol. They cannot complain about the hammering and the milling inside the house. Why? Machbir d'ava bishu b'chanu shebachatzir saver la'atur k'arabah m'rasha defiu im hichzin k'yecholim limchot b'yado. Komakom ba'osem alachto babesov sfir lay la'atur de'en yecholim limchot b'yado afiu lo hichzik k'amarashba gufiya sfir lay hachid bo k'arabah. Pasach k'arabah m'shesh armin d'kolmash osem b'chanu sa babesov afiu lachtchila ein. You cannot. It's his house. It's inside his house. Don't bother me with what I'm doing in my house. Right? So let's just clarify one more time. Amavur ad ata kinech. We have his machloka shulchan aruch and ramah. Lehalacha. Im niten limno asiat rash. Can you complain about the banging and the milling? Right? Dehainu rachush aprati yisho ba'alav. This is his livelihood. Kevan shirash mezik l'shkrim, because it's bothering you. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the neighbors are allowed to complain. Yecholim limno rash ze gam kol od she'in lo chazaka lasot ken. As long as the guy has not made the chazaka, you're allowed to complain. Klomar im lo mi'chu bo la'achar shenisbar lo midias anez. Ach l'mfir rama, yev sher l'shkrinim limno et ha'shachin lasot rash v'toch beiso o chanuso. Dehine be'osim lachto beiso v'chanuso sovrim hatur v'rama. But you can't control what someone else does in their house, even if they had no chazaka, and therefore you can't bother me. He says we have to look more into, well, again, this is like a 40 page piece, we only did a few pages of it, but he says we have to look more into a big caveat here, which is that only for reasonable noise, or is that like for crazy noise? Right? Like, if someone is, we have a few more minutes. If you look at the last page, he summarizes it. I won't look at the on the Shin Mem Bet and Shin Mem Gimel. We read Shin Mem Bet here, but he gives a few more just questions to ask. Mikol Makom, the top of Shin Mem Gimel. Yishna Kama Klalim, Matay Acholim Eshkalim. There's a few general principles about when the neighbors are allowed to complain. Right? B'toch Beis, Klal number one. No matter what, they are allowed to complain if you're doing something crazy in your house. In our interpretation, ironically, that might be smashing around or having a mill in your house. Right? No one does that. Right? They can't complain that you're stepping too loud. Again, probably a lot of this comes up more in apartments. Right? They can't complain that you're walking too loudly on the floor. But maybe they can complain, you know, if you're having a nightclub in your apartment, you know, and 50 people are jumping on their heads. That's not normal. That's not a normal thing to do in your house. If you live in a college town, you know, maybe it's normal. But if you live in the fairways, maybe it's not so normal. The second rule, cholim. So cholim seem to have a dispensation that if there's sick people at home, then they are allowed to complain more. Cholim shehakol mezik lahem, right? Cholim limchot afilu b'rash derech olam l'sovlo. Even if someone's making a normal amount of noise, a sick person is allowed to say, it's bothering me, I can't sleep.
So that would be an argument against chazak, because like you got sick after...
So that seems to be this an exception. Right. Behu mimashi harama pasak diver rivash yesh omim de kol mashi osa bechanusa bebeso afilu chila eniachom. Even though you can't complain, dafka bnei adam briim. Now everything we said until now was only if you're dealing with healthy people, healthy neighbors. Avalim ham cholim. The problem is now everyone's sick. Ham cholim hakol mezik lahem. Yeah, then you could complain. He even says later on, I won't find it inside. He says nowadays we're all considered cholim about our sleep. He says here that, like, if you don't get a good night's sleep, you got a headache, you won't be able to function. And so, like, everyone's considered cholim about their sleep, so everyone can complain. right? He says here, finally, number three, b'davar ze ikar dira afilu cholo lo yechom l'havakach, except l'fisha kasav ha-chazon ish. The chazon ish says, b'bir divrei rivash, nir de'in divrei rivash, ele ba'os davar she'eno ikar dira, כמו אריגה וקיוצא בזה, שאין זה מצוי בכל אדם ולא ברוב בני אדם, אבל אם עושה דברים שרוב בני אדם עושים לפעמים תשמיש ודיבור משמיע לכל שמפריעים החולה, אין יכול מלכות אף אם החולה קדם. ורשאי אדם לבנות בית אצל חברו להכניס את האולי ודינוק. So he says, another caveat, this way in the permissive sense, yes, a sick person is allowed to complain, but again, he can't complain about a normal activity. He can't complain about someone's Cuisinart. Right? Like, that's normal. It's normal to use your Cuisinart. He can't complain if the neighbors have children and all of a sudden there's crying babies in the middle of the night. He can't complain about that. That's called normal life. He could complain if all of a sudden you decide to start playing drums. Right? Again, I don't know. You could say, is drums normal life or not normal life? But that's like a little bit unquestionable. So the sick person is allowed to complain about normal activities, but not that are in the course of living.
Let's say you move into a new house and the person had already been doing it for years. So you knew in advance, if you did any research, that this noise was happening. Can you complain? Or it's...
Yeah, I think so, but you'd have to do it right away. You have to do it sooner. And again, they'd have to follow the Shulchan Aruch say you can complain about more, the Ramais say complain about less.
Go ahead, Chazaka, and they do verb, and you should have known that.
That's a good question.
Chazaka, because they were doing it first, or this is a Chazaka because you had it and they didn't complain. You could have been doing it for 10 years, but then it just started, so you complained right away. So that, or you could have, they could have been doing it for 10 years, and you were there, and then 10 years later, you decided to complain.
No, that according to the Chazaka camp, you can't do.
Right, but according to the Chazaka camp, if they were doing it for 10 years, and you just moved in, I just asked is, then can you complain?
Right.
Is that a Chazaka, considered a Chazaka in this case?
It makes you sick.
Right, then you need a real basis, and I don't know, that's above my pay grade. That's what he says here, and he says here in the next paragraph. Mitiv rachashal menu yasod shekol davar shebederach olam lasos bebeiso. Yeah, he says here about being sick from everything. The fourth call he says is yesh kamosh nidu ashitas chazanish. Okay, fine. Here he says here in the Chashukei Chemed, a more modern book says tigdu hayom hakol choli metzel shena. Everyone's like considered a sick person comes to sleep. If people wake up a few times in the night, right, they're going to get headaches. The Marat Rosh Yikaev, a love lawyer, and you're not going to feel well, lawyer Gish Tov. And therefore, we have to take that into account. Fifth thing is, B'shulchan Aruch Hilchos Nezek Shcheinim, Pasak V'chen Yesh Lo Lil Mud. To know, this is the whole thing about Talmud Torah, that we have to let that fly. And Shcheinim, you can't complain about someone having yeshiva. Ein Anu Yochom Lishan Mikolti. If you say, I can't sleep, all these kids are learning and jumping. Hu Adin V'chom Mileh De Mitzvah. It doesn't matter that applies to all mitzvahs. If people are doing mitzvahs, you can't really complain. Ein Anu Yochom Lichos B'yado. And the Menesivos Mishvot Hosi B'zed Defilu Hen Rabim Yoser Mechamishim. Even if it's a lot of people, still you can't complain. Okay, so this is of the sugya. It's interesting to see it, again, how Hezekiah and Hezekiah are similar and or different. Again, practical questions have to be addressed to proper halachic authorities, but it's interesting to see how we have this Mishnah in so many different ways that people differentiate and think about it.